Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika, and thank you again for joining me for yet another episode of Casual Convos with myself, just me, in this audio letter today. So in this audio letter, I'm just letting it flow, no overthinking, no overplanning, just speaking from the heart about life, lessons, and the spiritual walk we're all on in our own way. And also, at the end of this episode, I'll even pose a thought-provoking question, just a little food for thought to keep this conversation going. So, this was a very special week because sundown Monday to sundown Tuesday was the Day of Atonement. Now, I'm not sure if you all have heard of it before, or if you read your Bible and you come across the Day of Atonement, you'd be like, okay, that's what they did back in the day. But the Day of Atonement is really special. And I keep holy days. I don't keep holidays. I keep holy days. So I felt in my heart that it was like really important to bring this topic up. So I want to title it like the Day of Atonement, why holy days still matter, because they absolutely do still matter. Now, you can reference the scripture in Leviticus 23:31, where it says, "You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings." Now, just starting off really jumping into this, because when I saw the word forever, forever means to me, you know, like 1 + 1 = 2. Forever is forever. But anyway, welcome back. We'll get more into it. Just I want to make sure you're comfortable. You got your glass of water or your little healthy juice concoction. I had a juice last night. It was cucumber, pineapple, and I believe it had some mint in there, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. It was good. It was good. Oh, it was lime. It was a lime. It wasn't mint. But yeah, so again, today's episode is really personal and purposeful. That was a tongue twister. Personal and purposeful, okay? I want to talk about something I believe we don't talk about enough. So I really think this is very important, because the Day of Atonement, again, it's like one of the most highest, holiest days. Like the Most High's holy days, He really expects us to keep this. Now, I don't know why we tend to be so lenient to like think we could just do whatever we want and do Christmas, Thanksgiving and all that stuff and just be like, oh, you know, God is good all the time. You know what I mean? Like He doesn't, like He's not bothered by us not keeping holy days. You know, it's weird when you really start to dig deep and like really study to show yourself approved. Because let's be honest, when I was growing up, right, I've heard a lot of people in the church saying, like, that's the Old Testament, that was for back then, we don't have to do that anymore. So I don't know if you all heard that growing up, but I definitely heard that growing up. But here's what the word says. Again, Leviticus 23:31, ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. This wasn't just for ancient Israel. This is for you, for me, for us right now, today. Like right now. See, I get my holy calendar from the church, Gathering of Christ Church. The website is gatheringofchrist.org. GATHERINGOFCHRIST.org. Just go, as soon as you go in there, you'll see where it says Hebrew calendar. go there and you purchase it. It's for $25. That's reasonable. And it just puts you on board with what's really going on. Wouldn't you just want to make sure, though? Like, why not? Why not just do what the word says? Because, again, what concerns me is that everybody is doing complete opposite of what the word says anyway. So that has to stand for something. Like, why is that? Think about that. But anywho, what is the Day of Atonement? It's a day set apart, a Sabbath of Sabbaths, a day to fast, a day to afflict our souls, to humble ourselves, a day to pause everything, work, distractions, food, even social media, and get right with the Most High. It's not about religion. It's about repentance. It's about resetting our spirits. This is a day to reflect on where you've fallen short. And, you know, you seek true forgiveness, you know, sincerely, not just from others, but from our Creator as well. And you got to forgive anything that you're holding in your heart and mind of things people done to you in the past. You got to let that go. What's also really cool about the Day of Atonement, it's like everything you've done in this past year, when Day of Atonement arrives and you repent, you don't work, you fast, you don't eat, everything that you've done, all sins, is forgiven. You get a clean slate. That's what it represents. And I think that's so amazing because, you know, if we really did keep his holy days and we had our family that was on it too, and we came together and was praying together and, you know, really confessing our sins or just really letting go of things that have been disheartening or we keep to ourselves or we're ashamed to talk about, wouldn't that be such a like weight being lifted off of our shoulders? Man, it's so powerful. It really is. But again, why does it still matter then, right? Well, people say we're under grace now. And yes, praise the Most High for his mercy, but grace was never meant to cancel obedience. Being under grace doesn't mean to just keep doing wrong, keep sinning, because grace runs out eventually, right? Like we all have an expiration date. That's the one thing that we do have in common is death. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but you know, that's life. And we have to think about it and reflect on these things so that we're able to prepare and not be upset that no one has ever told you anything. But you have to use his grace wisely. You have to pray for revelation. You have to study. This is a contest, literally, like that you're entered in. And it wasn't at your own asking, but you're in it. So you really have to like strive to win this race of life. And grace is what just covers us when we fall short. And then we can repent and restart the next day because every morning his compassions and mercy is new. All praises to the Most High. Obedience is what shows we love him. When we surrender our sins to him and sin no more, that's how we show him we love him for real. We don't keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a change. You know, you gotta repent and change, literally. And don't get me wrong, even when you're sincere, you may fall short, but I'm telling you, never give up. Say enough is enough. And you gotta examine yourself. Because if you're doing the same sin that you said you wasn't gonna do last year and you did it again this year, then that means you're not really standing 10 toes down. You're not really grounded. Because if we can get into a relationship with somebody and like, oh, I'm so in love, you better not cheat on the person. If you cheat and you get caught, you're going to get left behind. It's the same concept. Don't get left behind. Don't cheat the Most High. You know he says we got to be blemish free. Strive and be holy and be righteous. Even if you have impure thoughts, you have to repent immediately and thank him. Just change the whole mindset in that instant by just calling on his name. And I promise you, it gets easier. So the holy days, including the Day of Atonement, are a reminder that we serve a set apart God. Like he's set apart. He's not of this world. You cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of his. It don't work like that. And if we say we love him, we have to honor what he set in place, not what man removed or watered down, because that's what a lot of people do. They water down or don't really put light on what he says. His word is his word. So, you know, it's not about just checking a box. It's about checking your heart and really making sure you don't let somebody steer you towards going off of a cliff, steering you off to hell. In other words, you have to make sure that you'll be ready for judgment day. Like, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. But let me tell you this. It's so rewarding when we obey. So what happens when we obey? There's a shift that happens when we align our lives with his calendar, not the world's. So like I told you in the beginning, where to get the calendar. So if you start to feel the weight of your sin, it's not to condemn you, right? That's the Most High convicting you. It's to cleanse you. You got to find yourself in scripture more. You hear him, and then sometimes you like nudge it off. But when you stand 10 toes down in his word and you make time for him, you hear him more clearly in silence than you ever did in the noise of this world. You recognize how much you've tolerated as well. Like, you've tolerated all these distractions. You know, you see your future self doing so much more, but every day you overeat, you don't work out, you don't read the Bible, you deal with and settle with people you probably have no business being around or with. And how much you've needed this spiritual reset allows you to do all of these things and sit with yourself. And sometimes it's uncomfortable, but it's so necessary. It really is. I don't know. I just had to really get that off my chest because I do feel like it is very much so needed and it's very important. And if no one's ever told you, I'm glad you listened to this episode and you got to hear about it. And now you can research for yourself. So please don't let anyone tell you the Old Testament doesn't matter anymore. Please, that really gets underneath my skin. Because the truth is, it's all one story. The old, the new, it's all one story. The Apocrypha, they omitted, they took it out. It's all one story. And if the Most High said it's a statue forever, who are we to say it's not? So take this time to slow down, you know, fast, pray, repent, reflect, and maybe next year, you'll have the opportunity to not only just, you know, celebrate the Day of Atonement, but the Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Dedication. You know, there's so many beautiful holy days, the blowing of the trumpets. But again, it's not about perfection right now. It's about submission. And it's about honoring the covenant, the promises that you know you made in your heart with the Most High, and you broke them. So repent and just don't be a covenant breaker. Remember, we are His, and we're turning to Him with a clean, pure, sincere heart is, I'm telling you, the most beautiful experience ever. So please don't sell yourself short. Don't quit. Don't give up. So, but before I wrap this up, I want to leave you and myself with a quick question. I'm going to ask myself this now. What part of my life have I been managing on my own that I should have surrendered to the Most High by now? For me, I believe that I should have surrendered my eating habits to him. Like, literally, I've been shown from years and years ago that I was supposed to just eat a certain way, and I just still struggle with that. And honestly, that's like my biggest issue, but I literally just did the Day of Atonement. I started my fast actually ahead. So I just felt like I was so out of control with my eating that when Sunday came, I decided to have no food, no water. and then Monday, no food, no water. And then Tuesday, no food, no water. Because again, sundown Monday to sundown Tuesday was Day of Atonement. So it was my 3 days, no food, no water. And I really felt like, I feel back in control, you know? So I got to really surrender that part of my life. And I just have to be more disciplined and have more self-control and just, you know, eat when I need to. Don't just eat because it's there. You know, but that's just me. That's just for me. But I'll be sitting with that. You know, I'm going to be praying as always. And I pray and I feel and believe that I'm right there. I'm not far off. So I invite you to do the same. Like, ask yourself this question, reflect on it. And if something comes up that you feel led to share, like leave a comment or send me a message to thecasualconvopodcast@gmail.com, because I truly love to hear from you. So thank you for tuning in to The Casual Convo. If this spoke to your spirit, share it with someone you love. Let's get back to the Father and not talking about it. We're being about it. Less talking, more doing here. Like, let's do this. So until next time, stay set apart, stay surrendered, stay serious about your soul, because your soul matters. You matter. This podcast isn't just a podcast. It's about a space for us to grow. Honestly, I love you. And until next time, take care of yourself. And trust me, we've all got work to do. So know that I am always praying for you, and I hope you are praying for me too. And may the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Christ, be with us all always.